the 365 Midweek Peak Rider's Seat.
Now, we make no secret of the fact that we here on the Midweek Peak love writers. It doesn't matter what genre, romance, horror, thriller, it doesn't matter what form it takes, novels, poetry, short stories, it doesn't matter. We love writers. And our guest in this week's writer's seat is one of those gorgeous people. Avanti Sentry is an international and a multi-award-winning author based in California who combines intrigue, science, and mystery into pulse-pounding action thrillers. And her latest release is a prime example of this. Think Da Vinci Code meets Tomb Raider. So without further ado, here's an excerpt from Avanti Sentry's novel in her Van Op series called The Lost Power.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
9:02 a.m. Up in the old barn, Ivan was close to the target, only 70 meters from the glass curtain that separated him from his quarry. Although the misty morning limited his visibility, he felt confident in his ability to execute the task Baron Sokolov had assigned to him. Ivan recalled much longer-range kills. 2 months ago, from a nearby skyscraper, he'd eliminated a traitorous spy during a French soccer match, piercing the man's forehead as directed. His record was just under 2,000 meters, 150 meters shy of the longest recorded sniper kill in history. But he reminded himself to stay vigilant and cautious, traits that had earned him medals as one of Russia's most accurate shooters. Being watchful was his nature. It was the silver lining of his disorder, congenital analgesia, which made him insensitive to pain. A gift from mother, he thought. Ivan wondered where on his body he would mark this job. His left arm was covered in sets of hash marks, scars where he had marked his kills. He started scarring himself in school to impress the other children, and in time it had become a blood ritual after a task to remind himself to be careful, that he too could die. After this morning, it would be time to add another scar. At 155 confirmed kills, he had scars on both thighs, both arms, and was running out of room for the marks. Soon he would catch up to the kills his grandmother had recorded during World War II. After Germany had invaded, she had volunteered for the military and had 179 confirmed kills to her credit. Impressive. He remembered how she had taught him to shoot when he was young. She had a fondness for killing rabbits, and he could still picture their crimson blood sprayed on the bright Siberian snow. However, patience was her favorite lesson, and it had served him well. A puff of wind tugged at a windmill in the distance, and the melancholy creak of metal scratching metal disturbed the morning silence. He held his breath and listened for any sound to indicate he'd been discovered. There was nothing further, only an unnatural, muted quiet. Focused on his breathing in the window, he continued to wait for a clean shot. He was tired of killing, but he had to do his job, this last job, or his son would die.
So once again, that was an extract from Van Op's The Lost Power, as written by Avanti Sentry, which is available to buy now through all good bookstores or through her website, avantisentry.com, where you can find the details about her and her Van Op series. Or just follow our socials, including our Writer's Seat Twitter feed, at Writer's Seat MWP, where we'll post all of Avanti's details, including links to that fantastic novel of hers. And you'll be able to listen again to Avanti's excerpt and all of the fantastic writers featured on this show on our Writer's Seat podcast, which is available to follow and subscribe to now through all good podcast providers. And if you're a writer and you think this would help to get your work noticed, then use those social medias, hashtag 365 Midweek Peak, hashtag Writer's Seat, or at OneFlower2Turtles, and send us a recording of no more than 2 minutes of you, or if not you, then someone that you know, reading out a part of your writing along with all of your details, and we'll make sure we do for you what we just did for Avanti there and give you a well-deserved writer's lift. Or for more information, just email 365writersseat@gmail.com, and it could be you sat in our nice and comfy Midweek Peak writer's seat this time next week on 365 Radio.
The Writer's Seat Podcast is a One Flower Two Turtles audio production. From midday until 2, every Wednesday on 365 Radio, the Midweek Peak with Steve. Wednesdays, just the way you love it.